Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 16th of August. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we are focusing on encountering Jesus in the storms of life. We turn back to our passage for this week, Matthew chapter 14 and verses 22 to 36, which today we're reading from The Message. Walking on the water. As soon as the meal was finished, Jesus insisted that the disciples get in the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the people. With the crowd dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. He stayed there alone, late into the night. Meanwhile, the boat was far out to sea when the wind came up against them and they were battered by the waves. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. They were scared to death. "A ghost," they said, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. "Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter, suddenly bold, said, "Master, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come ahead." Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and started to sink. He cried, "Master, save me!" Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached down and grabbed his hand. Then he said, "Faint heart, what got into you?" The two of them climbed into the boat and the wind died down. The disciples in the boat, having watched the whole thing, worshipped Jesus, saying, "This is it. You are God's son for sure." On return, they beached the boat at Gennesaret. When the people got wind that he was back, they sent out word through the neighbourhood and rounded up all the sick who asked for permission to touch the edge of his coat. And whoever touched him was healed. Amen. Possibly a silly question, but have you ever been water skiing? Or maybe surfing? Or ice skating? It takes courage to step on the water, or to catch a wave and let it take you, or to step onto the ice rink. I have to admit, I've only ever attempted the latter, and I fell flat on my face. But if you're going to achieve any of those things, you have to take the step of faith at some point. There's no point in standing on the shore with water skis on. You've got to get out on the water. A surfboard might make a bit of a fashion statement, but it's of little use unless you're going to plunge into the ocean and surf the waves. Ice skates are pretty terrible shoes. You have to get out on the ice. Sometimes, God uses the storms of life to encourage us to take a step of faith. If my line of legal work hadn't changed beyond all recognition, for example, I might still not be a Salvation Army officer. And being made redundant probably pushed me to make the right decision to obey God's calling, rather than prevaricating over whether I should or not. If you want to know how to walk on water, then the first step is to get out of the boat. Peter would never have attempted to walk on water had it not been for the storm. The storm caused him to react in faith and to experience a special outpouring of God's power. So if you feel you're in a storm at the moment and you want to know how to walk on water, then pause and ask God what he wants you to do, and then be willing to do it. It's time to get out of the boat. As you think through that challenge today, you might want to use this question to help you. Where is Jesus inviting you to step out of your comfort zone and learn how to walk on water? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we consider that our survival depends on keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.